I don't know about this, Mr. McCracken. Something doesn't seem right.
Well, it takes guts to say no, kid. You got a lot of courage. I don't think I could call my mommy and daddy and tell them I didn't have what it takes to make it on the tour. All right, let's get going. Better call them before they go to sleep. Come on, hurry up.
All right.
Nice flip-flop. Way to go.
It's Thursday, September 18th, 2014, and this is Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social.
And I'm Topo Gigio.
and I'm Ed Schulerin.
So that's, yes!
So that's Eric and I'm Ted, and man.
Talk about a flip-flop.
Right.
Nice flip-flop, kid.
What an insane week, where normally we would sit here and go back and forth and talk about all sorts of wacky little shenanigans that we may or may not talk about.
I thought we were going to be ripping the NFL a new a-hole for, and the Vikings for putting a... AP on the active roster, getting him ready to play this weekend.
So a quick recap then. On Monday, right after the thorough shellacking that Minnesota took at the hands of the New England Patriots.
They took a thorough shellacking by us on a Sunday show.
They certainly did. And as soon as that game's over, Tom Brady's disappointed in his offense, but apparently so was the Minnesota ownership and management, and they decided to reinstate all-day Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, on Monday. That was the news on Monday. It was, hey, guess what? And I was thinking, I'm going to have to make a retraction, because I put it out there. I said, he is not going to take another snap.
Right.
And that's it for him. Fantasy owners, do what you can. And then
question for you:
tools on Monday.
How many all days did that last?
One all day, I believe. Right,
yeah,
Tuesday he was back on the exemption list.
Well, I think
the exemption list, people, is for these million-dollar top-flight athletes who cannot abide by the laws and are just disgraceful people, but they can still draw a paycheck for doing absolutely nothing. I'd like to be on that exemption list, Eddie. Oh,
are you getting paid? But
I don't know. Maybe we can. I'll knock some bitch out, and we'll see who will pay me.
Wow, that was highly aggressive. Maybe you are ready for the NFL.
You can say bitch on TBS, so I figure I can say it here
on KBOI, right?
On K-Boy Radio, KBOI FM.
As we go into Tuesday, and I think that one of the revelations that actually came up was what was the. He had abused another one of his children.
Four-year-old
son.
Same
age, another
was
kid.
He was a four-year-old at the time. And left a facial scar.
And left...
Wow.
Adrian, you're killing us, buddy.
Oh, he's going to kill his kids.
I know, right? So, who else got in trouble? Now, Greg Hardy from the Carolina
Panthers.
He's
on the exemption list of the I get to do nothing, get paid list as well.
Is he on it?
He did.
He's really? He's on the I do nothing, get paid list too?
Yep.
Tell me this. Is there any good news in the NFL this week?
Any good news? Yes. There's fantastic news in the NFL today, too.
Talk to me about this fantastic news.
Minnesota Vikings have cut wide receiver Jerome Simpson.
Oh, no. What did Jerome Simpson? Wait, hold on. Okay, so if the Minnesota Vikings have actually gone to the length to cut somebody, this guy must have.
It was bad, dude.
This guy, he must have, like...
You think beating the crap out of your kids, ripping their scrotum, beating your wife, you think that's bad?
Wait, did he kill him?
This dude, hold on, wait for it. He got caught driving with a limited license.
Wait.
And marijuana.
Wait, what?
And he did have an empty beer can in his car.
So hold on. Now, a player,
yeah,
not named Adrian Peterson,
pretty
got
bad,
cut,
right? Yeah,
for.
But it's not his first run, and they've had problems with this guy, and he's from what I can tell, not much of a talent.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is shocking news. This is shocking news. So you're telling me that a guy got cut from the Vikings not for beating?
He didn't even
people.
Get arrested, by the way. He was cited.
Oh, he was cited.
So he didn't even get put in handcuffs.
So he didn't face charges or anything.
He's just getting cited.
Okay.
He's going to have to appear in court. You know how that works.
All right. So then, all joking aside, how on earth do you maintain any semblance of integrity? Like, do the Vikings have...
Yeah, Zimmer said, and I quote,
okay,
we're going to look for high-quality guys. We're going to keep guys who care about football, guys who are passionate about playing the game. We're going to continue to get those guys and keep working. There's really nothing I can do about what everybody else says. All I can do is what I think is best at the time.
So if you smoke a joint, you can't play on the Minnesota Vikings.
No, you cannot be a Viking.
But if you...
What are you guys doing?
Putting on the foil every game.
Yeah, you want some? No.
So if you put on the foil...
Get him, coach!
And take it to your four-year-old. You killers! And you take it to your four-year-old.
Yeah.
No problem. You got a job that you don't even have to do. No. We're still going to give you your $20 million a year.
Sit down. Wait till next year.
Hey, all right. What else happened in the NFL this week? Dude, please give me some bit of good news.
I mean, I got to think that, you know, after all the awareness and domestic violence and people falling.
I'm sure things just toned down, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it toned down. Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Jonathan Dwyer.
Oh, God.
Jonathan Dwyer.
Who, wait a minute, is that the guy who's just been, for all intents and purposes...
He just got released from jail today.
Wait, I thought he was handed the starting job because Andre Ellington has a foot injury.
Yeah, well, Ellington's not doing too bad on that injured foot.
He's not. No. But boy, didn't Dwyer have an opportunity.
Yeah, he sure did. And however...
What did he do with his opportunity?
Aggravated assault... Domestic violence.
Oh, wasn't one of them
so he's
assaulting?
Been deactivated.
One of them was, by the way, assaulting an 18-month-old baby with a shoe.
Yeah, but he was just disciplining his child.
Oh no, this case he was disciplining the child's mother by breaking bones on her face.
One bone. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just one bone.
I put a plural. I don't. Yeah, we don't want to make this any worse. any worse on him than it could possibly be. So okay. So we have Adrian Peterson. We know he's a criminal. We know that there's absolutely zero integrity in virtually the entire Minnesota organization.
I don't know about the integrity. I don't know if he's got zero. He's either one of the most ignorant people on the subject. Because he really does. And I believe that he believes this. That he believes that he did nothing wrong in the sense that he was doing it out of, quote unquote, as his mother says, love.
Wait,
and
who?
That Adrian Peterson.
Peterson.
And that's how he thought that's how he needed to discipline a four-year-old child.
No, There's a
rule. He believes that.
Okay.
I believe that he believes that.
No. I don't. You know what I believe? I believe that he's using that to hide behind.
I don't know. No. I'm not so sure. I think we differ on this one.
Nobody.
I don't think he did this to the child out of anger. I believe he did this because he thinks that that's his right and that's the way he should be raised and disciplined. And as he says, he got him good with that one.
Something like that. But listen, I'll give you a little bit of insight here on this one. Only in the respect that I'm in the process right now of raising three small children.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing on the planet that can push you closer to violence faster than your own kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think, personally, Adrian Peterson was going to give the pops, give the smacks, whatever, even using the switch. Something happened and he went overboard, and I think he's hiding behind. He had given a couple of pops with the thing and gotten in trouble for it, and said, "Hey, that's how my mom did it." That's one thing. Mm-hmm. The violent, sustained beating means he snapped. And trust me, there's been. Remember, Ahmed, Puerto Rican Minute, gave me the best piece of advice of my entire life. I was at that point one time, hadn't hit my kid, and he happened to call me. And I yelled, "What?" You know, I didn't know. And he said, "Go outside, take a deep breath, and call me." So I walked outside. I said, "What could you possibly tell me?" He said, "This is when weak men hurt their kids."
Hurt. That's the key word.
Correct.
Right there. Are we all in agreement? Hurt.
This is when weak men
hurt
their kids.
We're not talking about not disciplining your kids.
Yes.
To go out of your way to hurt the kid to make you feel better and to get the kid to stop what he's doing is not discipline.
No. And that was right there the moment that I realized, oh, wait, okay, get a hold of yourself and everything will be fine. And you...
Yeah, I talked to you shortly after. And
it was within that day.
Yeah.
Now, Louis C.K., one of his best comments ever.
just
if you're in an argument, with a four-year-old, guess whose fault it is?
Yes. With a four-year-old.
It's a four-year-old. So... Okay, so we have AD, we have Dwyer. Did anybody else, before we go on to talk about normal shit...
Oh, you mean like just open up their big, dumbass, ignorant mouths?
Oh, God.
And talk about Yeah, I disciplined my one-year-old.
Oh, God, Reggie Bush, I totally forgot.
Relax, I mean, you got discipline. I'm not saying what he did was right. He might have went overboard, but, you know.
That's the...
Hell, one-year-old.
A one-year-old.
That's where you lost me, dude. That's where you lost me. Because you didn't go into using tools to do the job.
No. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
But he talked about, yeah, I discipline my one-year-old.
Yes.
Because sometimes they need that to know what's right and what's wrong. A one-year-old.
I've disciplined one-year-old my one-year-old.
Can't even, like...
Dude, a one-year-old can barely
sense.
Walk.
No cognitive recognition of what's going on. And
no.
They're absorbing things. They're not looking to get hit.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And one-year-olds are, you know what they're looking for? They're looking to learn.
Yeah.
They are,
and
literally,
that's what you're going to teach them.
Yeah. Like, okay, let me put it this way. You remember Jurassic Park? You remember when the raptors tested the fence?
Yes.
Yeah. Clever girl. Clever girl. That's basically what one-year-olds are doing. They're testing the fence everywhere they can.
Yeah.
Now, I've even used that analogy to my football team.
Yeah.
You don't test the fence on me on this.
Because he will piss on you.
So even if you think that that's the right way, how about you lay off Reggie Bush? So, okay, we have all day Adrian Peterson. We have Dwyer, who was basically handed the keys to a Ferrari by giving in that offense.
Oh, yeah, he was in a big, big, big spot to succeed.
Yeah, they had set him
Take
up to succeed.
Next step in the league.
Then we have Reggie Bush wedging his foot so far into his mouth that... good thing it's in his mouth because, you know, of course, you got to take the boot to the little girl if she gets out of line.
Yeah, you know, because
so,
you got to teach her at 1 year old.
Please, anybody else do anything stupid before we can go
on? How
about
just shutting up? Like, I mean,
that's
I
why
think we touched on this last time, and I'd say, how do they not hit, like, stop hitting send? And stop giving these interviews to these media outlets that are just waiting. They're just waiting for you to say something
Where's
stupid.
The NFL Players Association?
Where's
the NFL Players?
Where's your agent, dude?
Just to
where's
all
your
get
agent?
You guys together and go, all right, look, as a group, we're all going to shut the hell up for about a month.
Yep.
Nobody say a goddamn word.
No comment on it. No comment. I have no comment. It's unfortunate. I'm just trying to win games. Say the cliche crap that nobody wants to hear, but everybody wants needs to hear.
Oh, my God.
Be the most boring interview right now, and they will leave you alone.
So as we continue on now, we got a Thursday night game here in front of us that's going on as we speak, Eric.
Yes, we got a little late start to the night. I have the Falcons. I imagine you do as well.
Yeah.
I can't see you picking Tampa Bay. And Ahmed of the Puerto Rican Minute is also picked Atlanta.
Oh, is he joining us?
He's going to be the... What was it? At CBS is always that one guy that never makes it to the studio, but always sends in his picks. So we're going to be, we will be reading Ahmed's picks. He does pick the Falcons. We will keep a running tally.
We will. And yes.
And,
we'll...
and he did send me his picks from last week.
Oh, he did.
But the timing of the recording, it All didn't right. make it on air. So we will cover that on our pregame show on Saturday night.
We'll have to, weekly and, check mark.
And, right, and I have it in my text,
it.
So
okay.
we'll be able to take a look at it.
All right, that sounds good. So you know what Eric and I are going to do real quick right now? A real quick break. We're going to try to get our heads together so that we can finish our conversation about all of this mayhem in the NFL. And let's get back to some good news on the other side. So make sure you hit us up on Twitter at Eric and Ted ICS. Go visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/Eric and Ted.
And our website, ericandted.com. And don't forget to check us out at iTunes, Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social.
thanks for joining us back here at Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social.
I am Eric.
And I'm always Ted, and that was YYZ from Rush's, if you didn't know. Now, Eric, YYZ means good things. It's happy. So give me happy NFL news.
Oh, you mean finally them changing some of their rules and drug programs? Are you talking about that? Actually perfect. Getting some stuff done and perfect. People coming off the suspension list and being able to play? And Josh Gordon, he will make an appearance this year?
All right, now remember.
You talk about that?
Now, remember many, many months ago, or weeks ago, it feels like months ago, when this was the big story.
Yeah, right?
Imagine that.
Yeah, we were talking about marijuana being the biggest evil in the NFL.
Now, we've gone from May, when the draft took place.
Yeah.
We had Manziel and Michael Sam.
Okay.
How forgetful that situation is. Remember,
he's
that
doing
was
good
the big
on Dallas practice squad. Yeah, good for
remember,
him.
That was the big controversy.
Yeah.
My God, I bet the NFL wishes they could go back to an arrogant kid and a gay guy coming in on the draft.
Absolutely.
My God. So, with that, talk to me about what the changes were on the drug policy.
So,
got a recap for us?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I have it all broken down for you. The NFL and the NFLPA have approved a new drug testing policy, mm-hmm. hashed out specifics for wide-ranging improvements to go along with the new performance-enhancing substances policy, because they will be testing for HGH now.
Oh, see, okay. That, by the way, I'm thinking that one's going to cause huge problems in the NFL.
Oh, that's going to be great radio. So, a second announcement. I'm reading here from CBS Sports. That the changes to the substance abuse policy is going to ultimately affect Gordon's future, as we talked about.
He's still that's got 10 be games, right?
I think they might be taking it to 8, but right now it is still 10.
Okay.
There is some key revisions to the drug testing policy to go over. And it is as follows. Mm-hmm. So you got HGH testing has been implemented immediately for the season. Testing is expected to begin at the end of September. So expect some suspensions. Any appeal of a positive PED test, including HGH, will go in front of a third-party neutral arbitrator. Appeals will be processed more expeditiously under the new policy. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Retroactive discipline for three specific players, Wes Welker, Orlando Scandrick, and Stedman Bailey, makes each immediately eligible to return to their respective clubs.
Oh, because they had four-game suspensions,
yep,
right?
So that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a first violation... I missed one. Discipline for violations for the PED policy, including HGH, will be modified. First violation will be up to 6 games, depending on the nature of the violation. Using diuretics or masking agents will result in 2 games. Using steroids, stimulants, HGH, or other banned substances will result in 4 games. Attempting to manipulate a test will result in a 6-game suspension.
I wonder what... you know how they have that instant testing policy? I'm curious to find out if when you remember, for instance, Matt Prater, who was part of the substance abuse program, he had to do the counseling. He had a couple of beers at home.
Yep.
They called him.
Yep.
He had to take his test immediately.
Yep.
I'm curious about if like that kind of falls in the manipulation aspect of it, where if a guy gets a phone call and goes, oh, I can't today, I'm out. Is that manipulating a test? Kind of curious about that. Well, we'll check into
Wonder.
It.
Wonder. I think it's more like adding substances, things like that.
Another big
bleach,
NFL.
Putting bleach on your fingers, you know, as you piss the
screen. Remember, of course, the big one from the Wizinator.
Yes.
Was a big one back in the day.
So a second violation is going to result in a 10-game suspension. Third violation will result in a 2-year minimum banishment.
Read that again, please.
2-year minimum banishment for the third violation.
So
they will give you 2 shots, and on the second one, you're getting 10 games. You do it again, you're not done a season, you've done 2 seasons.
That's amazing.
That's a career killer.
That is a career killer.
Yep. Testing positive for off-season banned stimulants will not result in a PED suspension. Instead, the player will be put into the substance abuse program.
Mm-hmm.
In cases involving discipline for violations other than positive tests, for example, a violation of law, the commissioner will retain his current disciplinary authority.
Because remember,
he's still got to rule the roost.
Yeah, he sure does.
He still has to be the man, right? It's Roger Goodell. So, if you break the law, you still got to face Goodell, and it's going to be up to him.
I don't have much of a problem with
that. Don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I don't have much of a problem.
I don't care. So you're no longer going to get suspended for crazy amounts of games for, you know, Ritalin or weed,
mm-hmm.
things of that nature. I think this is a huge step, but I'm really excited about the HGH.
Well, see, I'm a little bit nervous about the HGH thing, frankly.
You should be.
You know, yeah. The big thing about HGH is, okay, so let me just pose this to you. You're a normal guy, everyday run-of-the-mill, work at a good job.
Workaday guy.
You know, yeah, and you're a workaday guy. Good way to put it. How many 6'6", 350-pound people do you run into during the course of a day?
One.
Do you work for him or something?
Yeah, I work with him, yeah.
You work with him?
Yeah.
Okay. Outside of the guy
that you see. And seeing how I'm doing Gronkowski's granite, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. So
he's a big dude, too.
So, okay.
Yeah, we just installed that today.
Now, that is an NFL player. In the NFL locker room, how many 6'6", 300-pound-plus guys are you going to run into? A dozen.
Well, it depends how carefully you walk.
Can you not be a dick about this?
Just saying.
In all seriousness, HGH is a problem in the NFL.
Not mine.
Not your... Really?
Screw them all, man. I can't wait to see this.
So if the entire Dolphins offensive line this week...
So be it.
Okay.
It's about reform, right?
Reform. Okay. Now, it's this is... Talk somewhere. About things that are going to change the game.
Oh, yeah.
This now, is you're going to have... Now, so wait. So if they reduce the penalties for weed and increase the penalties for HGH, you're going to have a lot of real high, real small guys out
that's
there.
That's right. And
if that's what you want, in
really
football...
Really high and really small.
I'm kind of the notion that I would rather see HGH kind of off the list, frankly.
Not me.
All right. So not we'll me. See how Let's that plays it. Out. But
people got away from the steroids. You know, I like to go back to those days.
So you, okay. So,
you know,
yeah.
The Lyle Alzado days.
Memories.
Yeah. Of the way we were.
So you want to go back to the Lyle Alzado
days? No, I really
days.
Just want to clean up the game.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah, clean it. No, I'm dead serious. But I want them to do that in baseball.
3 weeks ago, you were telling me that all recreational drugs should be off the list, and that anybody, if they wanted to do lines of coke before a game, they can.
Absolutely.
That's cleaning up the game?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, please.
It's not enhancing your performance.
Okay.
That's still my stance.
You know that that's ridiculous,
no,
right?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
You know that marijuana is coming off the list because it's not a performance-enhancing drug.
Correct.
Cocaine is staying on the list.
And they're going to turn a blind eye to it.
Okay, you know they're not going to turn a blind eye to it.
You say tomato, I say cocaine.
Okay, and you say cocaine, and I say performance-enhancing drug. As everybody who's ever used it in the NFL will attest to its performance-enhancing qualities. So, all right. So
you can't play high.
You can't?
No, I'm saying you shouldn't be able to play high. So, therefore... If you partied and did some cocaine,
so you
how is
just
that helping
wanna,
you
wait
on
a minute,
Sunday?
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
How's that
minute.
Helping you on Sunday?
Stop right there. So you want to clean up the game.
For performance-enhancing drugs, yes.
Your words, clean up the game.
Yep.
But not the players that are playing the game?
What do I care what they do? What do I care what they do with their personal fun time?
Okay, again... It's not about a couple of beers and a joint.
Couple of beers, a joint, and a line.
No, that's where it stops.
That's where you want it to stop.
No, that's pretty much where society leans. Okay, so I'm sorry.
What I say to society?
Keep running against the stream, there, partner. That's keep right. running against
just
the stream.
Keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
So, did we make our?
I hope my mom doesn't listen to this.
Your mom. I'm actually going to email this directly to your mom, or maybe I'll just give her
Love
a call
you, mom.
Back.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. Mom
tell
jokes.
You, tell yeah. your mom I said.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom jokes.
We've already
only
degraded.
One guy can tell my mom hi, and that's Ahmed from the Puerto Rican Minute.
Well, we've made it to like minute 30 of the show, and I'm already saying hi to your mom. So mm-hmm. it must be a punchy night. What do we
punchy.
Have?
Punching Judy.
What's going on for this weekend's football games, man?
I don't know. We'll be covering that on Saturday night when we make our picks.
Ah, and Eric has some news. We'll be where will we be live tweeting from this Sunday?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's seen it on the Facebook. We will be live tweeting the Facebook. We'll be live tweeting the Oakland Raiders and New England Patriots game here in Gillette.
Nice.
Okay, who's the jerk?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, well, actually, that was
going to be the entire fan base that we'll be surrounded by.
Yeah, that we are, no matter what you may think about our relative degrees of fandom, and we apologize for our obvious, like, local listeners. Patriots fans are pretty bad.
They're awful. But if there's anything worse than a Patriots fan, it's an Oakland Raider fan. So this should be very interesting.
I bring you back to training camp with Oxnard, California, with the Dallas Cowboys and Oakland Raiders at training camp.
Yes.
And the brawl that broke out.
The two gangs apparently were the ones on the field. Yes, I remember your joke. I remember it well.
That was a good one, yes, actually.
Extra security because their colors represent local gangs. Turns out the gangs were already on the field.
Turns out the gangs were already on the field. So, yeah, the so we're going to be live tweeting this weekend from the
Patriots. We're going to have a
bird's eye view. Actually,
i.e., the upper level,
only way to watch a game. Only way to watch a game.
It's dead center, 50-yard line, upper level. You know how slanted those seats are in Gillette, so we're going to have a bird's eye view of everything. It's going to be interesting.
And because we're actually sitting directly in front of the luxury box section, it'll be completely empty for us because everybody stays inside to watch the games and it's nice and quiet. Yes.
And drink their beer with their pinky out.
Oh, man. Now, Patriots fans, listen.
Yes.
Said a Dolphins fan. Why do Patriots fans insist that they're due something? From, like, the world at large. Now, Red Sox fans always
because they've been getting... probably because the mass argument of you haven't won anything since, I'm going to say the word, Spygate. Cheaters. You haven't won. That's the only argument that these other fan bases throw out. The only one. I see it on the thread.
It's because the only one they can really stand on.
But they can't even stand on that.
No.
They can't stand on that. You haven't done nothing. Well, we've already been through this.
Yeah.
I went through a litany of things they have won since Spygate.
We actually broke it down in one of our previous episodes where we went side by side with like the 90 games prior, the 90 games after. They have a better winning percentage after it.
Yeah.
They have a better playoff record after it. It
was like 10 out of 12 division wins.
Yeah.
Three straight AFC championship games,
four in the last
year. If they make it this time, five in the last seven. I mean.
And the accuser, Mangina, isn't even in the game.
No. It's asinine argument, but because they hear that everywhere they go, they feel they're not given their respect.
Wait, Patriots fans?
Yes.
Okay, because
that's where they feel they're not getting the respect because that's what everybody throws in their face.
All right, here's kind of my problem with Patriots fans. Like,
I have lots of problems with them.
Well, you're a Dolphins fan,
that's why
fan,
they feel they're entitled.
All right,
they're due.
Well, let's think about it like this: if we're sitting here right now and we're talking about Red Sox fans. You know, we were talking about kind of being pragmatic about the fact that the if the baseball gods came to you one day and said to you, listen, any team in the league, this could be the Pirates, this could be the Angels, anybody.
I'd like to see the Pirates win.
I would too. Okay, Pirate fan, we're going to give you a World Series win. We're going to give you a World Series trophy.
One.
Except.
Means the next 5 years, you don't have a winning record. What do you do?
Yep. Do you want that World Series win?
Absolutely.
Yep.
And we've said it as Red Sox fans.
That's
we know what it's like to go long, 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 long time without winning.
Right.
But now we've won three.
Go check out in 2004. Go right after in October or November of 2004. Go look at all the cemeteries in New England and say if it didn't mean something to everybody.
Yeah.
I put one on my grandmother's grave.
Yep. Put one on my grandpa's.
So if the baseball gods come down to you and say, "Hey, look, we're going to give you a World Series championship," except the year before and the year after, you're going to be in last place. It's going to be a disaster. Would you take it? Every baseball fan in the world would.
Yep.
Here.
Except the arrogant Yankee fans. They wouldn't. They're too arrogant.
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. Dear Yankee fan, you're a dick.
And you suck. You still suck.
And you still suck. And Jeter's overrated by a friggin' country mile.
But
that being said.
Give him a good nod. Congratulations. Nice career.
Yeah, nice career, Jeter. Whatever, buddy.
I'd like to be at that game, though, in Fenway. That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good atmosphere. I'd like to be there. I would, but I'm not paying the $500 a ticket that it's calling for.
Nah, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, Bruins fans. Last season hurt a little bit.
It did.
Okay?
It did.
But we're poised to make another run this year. There's a couple of contract issues coming around with Torey Krug and Soderberg. And not only will we figure it out. Actually, Eric and I will hash out a little bit of hockey season as we get closer to
the puck. And we'll be seeing a few hockey games this year as well.
Without a doubt. And
once we get those press credentials.
But there's a thing that goes around Patriots fans, an elitism that surrounds a Patriot fan that really is off-putting, and I you should be off-putting. Mm-hmm. It's really off-putting as like just I'm a fan of the game, and I like the Patriots.
See, that's not where my hatred started. My hatred started in the exact opposite. Even as a Dolphins fan, I was a Bledsoe fan.
Okay.
And I watched what he did for that franchise.
I love
him out of the muck and mire.
Yeah.
But if he had a bad game, every Patriot, what a bum. Get rid of him. He's a bum. I hate Bledsoe. And he win a game. Oh, he's the best. He's awesome. When they were winning, they were the best. They lose, stumbled, anything. It was all Bledsoe's fault. And they're a bunch of bums. And that shit always just got to me because you know what? My Dolphins were bums too. They kept losing to the damn Bills. They couldn't get a dang running back to help out Marino. And but every game I didn't flip-flop. They're a bunch of bums. That you know, this and that. It was just that always that backhanded comment that they always have for their team. While actually their team was rebuilding and on their way to something good. And that always just got me the wrong way. So that started off my hatred for the Patriots fans. Now, what set it off, and I've told you the story,
mm-hmm.
about being in the epic Snow Bowl.
That is one big pile of shit.
Yeah. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
In Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
And everybody knows it. It's one of the big sports happenings
yeah.
in a long time. It was a 12-0 Patriot win over the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Blizzard conditions. I was up in that higher upper level. You couldn't see your seat, let alone sit in it.
The snow throwing yep. game.
The only way down the stairs was if you got on your butt and slid down. It was very scary. But the Bruschi intercepts a Fiedler pass at the, like, the 10, yeah, the 10-yard line. He runs it right in for a touchdown. It was over before I even knew what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he's Bruschi's throwing snow. And then all of a sudden, what was it, Rock and Roll?
Oh, Rock and Roll Part 2.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Part 2.
Yeah, Gary Glitter.
Yeah,
who,
yeah.
by the way, that's not allowed to get played in stadiums anymore because he abused kids.
They're trying
kids.
To bring it back, though. You know, hey, and everybody throws up the snow at hey. It's one of those, you see it in every sports memorabilia store, is a picture of Gillette Stadium with all the snow in the air.
Yeah, there's not a Patriot
moment. Great
moment
in football and a great moment for the Patriots. Well, I'll tell you what it wasn't a great moment for.
The Dolphin fan that was there in his Dolphins coat?
A young guy. Fresh. Fresh face and full of optimism. Sitting with his Dolphins parka on, not bothering anybody. Little upset with the happenings going on, but I took it like a champ.
Did you just call yourself fresh face?
I was fresh face and wide eyed.
Oh,
I tell you, I had the whole world in front of me.
You said bullshit and experience is all it takes, right?
Right.
Come on and experience some of my bullshit.
I'm not finished.
God, I'm sorry.
So as I'm sitting there, nah, 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 hey! Well, snow wasn't just going up in the air, my friends. Snow also comes down. And when it comes down from asshole Patriot fans, they come down in bricks the size of, say, my entire torso. And
Brick killed
I'm a
the guy.
Fairly large man. Brick killed the guy. This is serious. I was getting pelted with blocks of ice thrown at my head, okay? And mm-hmm. then I'm like, you know what? Okay, they're a little excited.
Sure.
Snow's going.
Yeah.
Maybe it's even just a couple of jerks. You know, I didn't turn around. I wasn't going to take one in the face. So whatever. But on my way out of the stadium, again, not causing any trouble. You know, mm-hmm. hey, my team just got shellacked. That's bad enough, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm getting pushed. I'm getting shoved. I'm getting thrown into the 2-3 foot, you know, snowbanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with my fiance at the time.
Yeah.
And we're going through, and I'm getting pushed. I'm getting shoved. I'm getting mouthed. Couple people said it took balls to wear the jacket, and they appreciate.
Hey, I think it
that
does,
I showed
man.
My support. But you know what? That's what you're supposed to do as a fan.
How can this be for the greater good?
It was for the greater good. But that's what you do when you're a fan, and you all know if you're a true fan of a sports team, it doesn't matter what venue you're at. The Yankees fans and Red Sox fans know this more than anybody. You don't hide a Yankee cap when you go into Fenway, and you don't hide a Sox cap when you go into Yankee Stadium. You wear your colors, and that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I was getting abused the whole way. And I was like, you know what? For the disdain that I already had for them.
30.
All set, dude.
30 seconds. I'm on right now.
I don't believe you.
You know, so that really just set me over the top, and I was like, nah, screw you, Patriot Nation.
See, All right, I'm going to take you in a different direction on this, and this is where I'm sorry that we're kind of off on this, but it's tangents almost like we're mentally preparing ourselves to go.
Yeah, we
like,
have to, because again, neither one of us are Patriot fans.
When
my team's out of it, hey, you know, I have respect. I've been telling you for years. I have the utmost respect for the organization, how it's run.
I'm jealous of it.
Absolutely, I will give Belichick and Kraft
and Brady
staff. And, you know, sure, Brady, I'll give them all the credit in the world. I respect them. I would love my team to be them.
Yes.
I hate the fans.
And by the way,
because when the Patriots lose, the fans suffer, that makes me happy.
Yes. And now, you know, that people call it the Patriot way. The Patriots never call it that. You never hear Bill Belichick.
They call it football. They call it football.
This is how they run their team. I'm jealous of the way they run their team. I'm jealous of the ownership.
How
I'm jealous
you not
of the.
Be?
Right? But them being so close and all my friends liking them, it's great. Here's my problem with Patriot fan at large. The NFL universe does not revolve around your success.
What are you talking about? What do you mean it don't revolve around me?
When the Patriots lose, the Broncos cheat, they're dirty, The Patriots never play bad, and Belichick never makes a mistake, and Tom Brady coming.
Well, actually, no. Now it's throw Tom Brady under the bus now because he's getting older.
Except he's still the best quarterback.
I know, but I still hear
football.
It. Now it's Brady. Time to get rid of Brady.
By the way, because Garoppolo did good in one game.
Yeah, one game
in the preseason.
Yeah, you know.
So
the Matt Castle experiment.
So we also, interestingly enough, the time frame on this Patriot fan turnaround happened again. The Tuck game, I think.
The what?
During the Tuck rule.
Yes, yes.
Against who?
That was against Pittsburgh?
The Oakland Raiders.
Oh, no, it was the Raiders. Okay,
yeah.
No, because I remember I'd gotten one flip flop. Yeah. I thought it was the Raiders. I thought you were playing a trick on me.
No, it's the Raiders.
All right, it was the Raiders. Yeah.
Now, interestingly
what's
enough,
his face?
Charles Woodson.
No. The quarterback there at the time
Rich Gannon.
Yeah, he was pissed
now,
off.
Now, interestingly enough, in the Tuck rule game, and I'm going to dovetail this right into one last thing I want to make sure I mention today. In the Tuck rule game, coming off of the edge, one Charles Woodson, who played college football with Tom Brady.
And Michigan?
Yep. Causes that fumble. The Tuck, whatever, the non-fumble.
I guess you'll watch them celebrating.
All right.
Boy, were those Raiders happy.
Oh, boy, weren't they. And Charles Woodson was at that game. Well, Charles Woodson is the captain of the Raiders still. Do you know what his commentary on the Raiders were this week?
We stink. We suck. I'm embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed.
Congratulations. You've caught up to the rest of us.
You certainly have. And with that,
because
friends,
we are too. We are embarrassed for you.
We are. And remember, as far as Eric and I are concerned,
The NFL is better. Yeah.
The NFL is
better than being better
when the Raiders are good.
Absolutely.
And you know what the Raiders need more than anything, Eric?
A win.
They need a general, and we're going to go on now to this one.
Oh, you got me, dude. Oh, that's fantastic. A little dispatch for the masses. If you don't know who they are, look them up.
Without a doubt. Make sure you hit us up on Twitter, at Eric and Ted ICS.
And Facebook at facebook.com/Eric and Ted.
Yep. And our website, ericandted.com. And don't forget to look us up on iTunes.
There was a decorated general with a heart of gold that likened him to all the stories he told of past battles won and lost and legends of old. A seasoned veteran in his own time, on the battlefield he gained respectful fame with many medals of bravery and stripes to his name. He grew a beard as soon as he could to cover the scars on his face and always urged his men on. But on the eve of a great battle with the infantry and dream, the old general tossed in his sleep and wrestled with its meaning. He awoke from that night to tell what he had seen and walked slowly out of his tent. All the men held tall with their chests in the air, with the courage in their blood and a fire in their stare. And it was a gray morning and they all wondered how they would fare. So the old general told them to go home. He said, I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. And I've seen their mothers and I will know follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes. You got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Take
take your shower and shine your shoes. You got no time to lose. You are young man, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven. But the men stood fast with their guns on their shoulders, not knowing what to do with the contradicting orders. The general said he would do his own duty, but he extended no further. The men could go as they pleased, but not a man moved. Their eyes gazed straight ahead till one by one they stepped back and not a word was said. And the old general was left with his own words echoing in his head. He then prepared to fight. He said, I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. No, and I've seen their mothers, and I will no other to follow me where I'm going. So, take a shower and shine your shoes. Oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Yeah, take a shower and shine your shoes. Oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven. Forgiven, go now, you are forgiven, go. Yeah, go now, you are forgiven, go now, you are forgiven, go now, you are forgiven, go. Oh, go now, you are forgiven, go now, you are forgiven, go now, you got to be, got to be.